WI.com.
Teaching and learning in a post-COVID world. Critical race theory. Howard Zinn. Truth. Band? Yeah. There's a whole lot of crazy going on in today's classrooms. Where do you go for sanity? Maybe not here, but Busted Pencils Radio is here to soothe your anxiety. Now back to Tim, Johnny, and Busted Pencils Radio.
It is Tim and Johnny, and we are back. Tuesday night, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. 7 days now since the crazy, insane, horrible, traumatic shooting, school shooting in Texas. And we're framing this around teachers. We're talking about how with the teachers, how they're coping, how they're handling this. Johnny talked about how they're going to help land this plane at the end of the year, and the fact that as professionals, they have to do everything they can to make sure that these students recognize the hard work they did, the learning they did, and to really help them understand the safety, because a lot of kids are feeling not safe. Even teachers too. We've been asking that question. We got a couple callers on the line. LA Tom, Tom from LA though is first. LA Tom, you know, your family's teachers, we've heard from you before. How would they land this plane, or what are your thoughts?
Well, I think first off, we need to recognize and we need to continue this mantra that the Republicans are the pro-death party. They are the party of death. Everything they do, whether it's COVID, whether it's school shootings, whether it's capital punishment, whatever it is. And the Democrats are the pro-woman's right to choose instead of pro-government's right to choose. Most women choose to actually carry a child full term. Therefore, you know, it's all about a woman's choice and a government's choice. And I really want us to, you know, get this messaging down that they really are the pro-death party. As far as landing the plane, I know from my brothers and sisters, you know, they've spoken up quite a bit of time about COVID and, you know, mask and things like that. And I think they've even gotten some pushback from their administrators, unfortunately. And unfortunately, not a lot of protection, unfortunately, from the union. I feel like the Republicans, if they wanted to destroy public education, they're doing a great job at it by making people scared to even go into the field. But yeah, I think like Johnny was saying, I guess that you got to hope that you can instill in, you know, one or two of the kids or all of the kids, you know, that, you know, kind of doing a summary of what it was that they learned for the year. I just think it's so perplexing that a kid has to even have the stress of going to school and worrying about if someone's going to come in and shoot them. How the hell can they ever learn? It's just the anxiety must be off the charts. And I think the people, especially there in Wisconsin because of Act 10, they basically have made teachers almost like their servants and have made it where it was a very respected profession, especially in the state of Wisconsin. Like I said, I have my whole family's teachers. That's about 9 different people. Administrators, what have you. My dad was a football coach for 40 years in Wisconsin. And, you know, I think they've almost made teachers into this bad guy. Mm-hmm. And they've made the teacher, you know, it's kind of like I think in some people's minds, it's like they're getting to the point now where they're thinking, wow, the teacher should be stopping this. Yeah. I mean, it's like it's just crazy in terms of the way that the common person thinks, you know, about education. You're there to teach about, you know, how to handle life's problems. You're there to teach about arithmetic and writing and thoughtful thinking and open thinking, and, you know, for them to have to worry about someone coming in with a automatic rifle or a semi-automatic, you know, gun.
But Tom, like all your comments are right on. But you just said something though, Tom. Really, that's they're not. It's not a worrying anymore. The fact, if you listen to the first part of the show, the teacher talking about, they are drilled and ready. I mean, that was the teacher's word. They were ready for this day. The fact is now is, and I want to emphasize your point though too, is like, how can teachers, you know, be operating under this fact that, you know, they were ready for this moment, you know? And you're talking about teaching and learning and things like this, and we're talking about, you know, landing the plane. And I absolutely agree with Johnny 100% that we have to be professionals as teachers. We have to do everything we can to help those students understand that they're safe, that this year they learned a lot. But man, it's just this whole idea though, Tom.
This is what I was telling you about last week or 2 weeks ago, was the fact that it's almost like we have to teach the students about how government is working right now in terms of, you know, the people that are buying off the donation, or the donors are the ones that are actually controlling the legislation. Because I don't know how else what do? You tell a student, hey, next year it's going to be better. And you have no one changing any of the laws. I mean, I think it'd be pretty tough to look a kid in the eye and say it's going to get better. Because right now, with everyone being bought off, I don't think it is. And the Republicans being the pro-death party, we know nothing's going to change unless the rich donors and the billionaire class actually want something to happen.
Yeah, Tom. Man, you're bringing me down, Johnny.
Well, I'm glad Tom called. Thanks for your call and perspective. And Tom nailed it. It's like, come on. It has gotten to the point where we're almost expecting teachers to solve everything. It's like, hey, and teachers, can you end nuclear wars, please, and stop climate change? When actually that is the kind of attitude the country has right now, is teach the kids so that this shifts. But we also need a little bit of help from legislation to make some changes. And I appreciate Tom pointing out the death aspect of the death party. And I'll even add to that, more than the death, because death is inevitable, they're the business of death party. I mean, they are the ones who are advocating around like capital gain from tragedy and death. And then, and in this sense, you know, they'll deny it because they'll shift the rhetoric towards, well, this is an action of evil. It is actually a system set up to profit from these kinds of disasters, and they're in every way related to money made in every single greedy way possible around the sales of something that just shouldn't be allowed to be bought by anyone in the general public. Maybe anyone in the world, let alone anyone in the general public. So
yeah, Gunn and Tom, again, thanks for that call. Evan, I know we have Gene on the line. How are we doing on time there? We good? All right, good. Gene from Eau Claire, thanks for holding, Gene. What's going on?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
First of all, thank you for what you're doing with this show. You know, to me, teachers are like the light in the darkness for the kids, for the parents, and for society. But in order to have that light, you need electricity, generation, and that should be us, the people. We, the people, need to fight for the teachers. We need to fight for the children. We need to call out the insane and the pariahs that are running our country that don't give a rat's butt about anybody but themselves. And they utilize lots of lies, and we teach children, and we learned as children, we don't lie. But the parents need to be told the truth, or even given opportunities to see who's really doing that. And I think a lot of parents' eyes are opening up. And you guys are the strength of the kids. And that's not that you have to carry them, but just your being there. I mean, you are the hope for society. And you've been doing a great job. And we, the people, need to support you in that position, because really and seriously, what would we do without teachers? and you guys don't get enough credit. And you work so hard, and, you know, you have the day-to-day issues. You have each child's learning capabilities, and teachers have come so far. I mean, they work so hard in their education. They have so many gifts, and they have to, and children are such individuals, and you spot the kid, and you bring out the great in the kid, and you see their strengths, and you work on their weaknesses. And we need to do that to get those gall darn lion, evil people that are acting out, and really and truly, I believe there's insanity in those people, the Trump supporters. I'm sorry to use that. If you're not using it, I will.
Go for
and
it,
the Republican Party, they are just unbelievable. It's like there's an alternative reality, and we're all watching. Hey, this don't happen in our society, but it is. And they need to be held accountable, and I hope the people that can do it, and we need to keep calling them out, and you guys need to teach the kids, and we need to, the people need to support their teachers, and the parents need to too. You can't blame the teachers for any of this kind of stuff. You guys are the light. You are there. Oh. You help the kids, and thank you so much for your work.
Oh, Gene, thank you. My goodness. And, you know, and Johnny, I'm going to be honest here and say, like, yeah, we teach teachers and things like that. But teachers who are listening, Gene just called it out for all of you. Thank you. Thank you. The fact and to hear that. And then Gene to really come back and say, it's we the people that are failing the teachers in this moment. And John, you talked about school shootings are preventable. And the fact that we continue, as we say, to look at reducing the damage as opposed to stopping the event, we've literally turned this into that moment that says, look, the best we can do is to have fewer of you killed. So pay attention, follow your drills, learn how to act when the active shooter comes in. The fact that we as a people, as Gene just said, we the people have allowed that to actually be the solution for how to deal with school shootings is that we're going to train people how to reduce the amount of death, as opposed to saying, no, these people were trained or educated to help bring, and I'm going to use Gene again, bring the light out of our children, out of our parents. And I love this. She said that parents, children, communities, teachers, that light, how do you pull that light when we are being asked and thrown into the dark? The idea about this is just, my goodness. Gene, what a great phone call. Thanks for calling Busted Pencils. Tom from LA, we always appreciate your call. We got one more segment when we get back. The number is 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. 1 week since Uvalde, teachers, you know, I'm going to come back into this and kind of go, okay, teachers, what is the effect, though, on the future of teachers? That's what we're going to talk about when we get back after the break. More Busted Pencils.
Give